Living with another person can sometimes be like two trains colliding, each steamrolling through life like we do, and then we collide. That collision has the potential for different results. We got another Rebecca call. Rebecca's a good name. Dr. Alice Benton and Dr. Jackie Mack Harris addressed Rebecca's concern when her husband accused her of having a callous heart. Next, we'll hear from J.J. West and Mark Cameron, who come alongside of Alaya, who struggled to surrender to God's request. Next, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer shares how boundaries are like a bar of soap. Sound interesting? Let's listen in.
Let's go to Vero Beach. Here is Rebecca, listening on Sirius XM, channel 131. Welcome, Rebecca, to New Life Life.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, how can we help you today?
I'm really struggling with something I need help with. I've been blessed to have a wonderful husband. We have a Christian marriage. We are on our 20th year of marriage. And unfortunately, there's still an issue, and it seems to lie with me. And I need help learning how to get rid of it. My husband has lovingly brought to my attention that I seem to have a calloused heart towards, I guess, really being able to help him feel loved, cherished, and appreciated, and respected. And I don't realize that I have this callous per se. He believes it's from past hurts.
So give us
in childhood and growing up.
So you have this calloused heart. How are you wondering how to fix it?
Yes, ma'am. I guess because I don't even realize that it's there. Because
it might not be.
But obviously so, it's apparent.
Hold on for a second. So it might not be a calloused heart. That might be limiting you a bit. So when you say the phrase a calloused heart is trying to describe some action and behavior, what is the action and behavior that he is labeling a calloused heart? What is it that you do?
I guess occasionally comes out maybe a disrespectful action of some sort that I don't intend to be disrespectful, mm-hmm. but it comes out that way.
What would the action be?
It could be, I guess what he tells me is that I haven't considered his heart in the like what I'm saying, so it comes off very callous.
Okay, so let me give you an example. So it sounds like you and your husband could be having a conversation and you tell him some things that are your ideas, but you haven't factored him in. But this is what you're thinking. And so it maybe just comes out as law. This is what it is. And he doesn't feel considered. Or he shares something and you say, no, it's not like that. And then you share your perspective. Does that resonate at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it may feel to him like you're not valuing his thoughts because your perspective is different than his. And one of the things in couples therapy that we work with people to realize is that perspective taking is necessary for healthy communication. And it doesn't mean that we're wrong. And so if the two of you are standing in a room facing each other and I ask you to describe that room, you would describe it differently because you're looking in different directions. You're in the same space, but you're looking in different directions. You have different vantage points. And so when he shares his perspective, his vantage point, rather than deny it because it's different than yours, and you may not even be denying it. It may just be your word choice. Because a lot of times my husband will say, oh, no. And then he tells me his thing. He's not saying I'm wrong. But no is just the instinct to say, because that's how we're socialized. So rather than do that, just mirror back what he says. He says, hey, you know, I don't like it when the kitchen floor is gritty. We've got to stop letting them track sand to the house. And rather than say, oh, no, that was because, you know, we had gone to the beach and I was just trying to clean everything. Rather than do that, just say, okay, I hear what you're saying. You don't want sand tracked through the kitchen. Okay. thanks for letting me know, right? Rather than challenge it and try to defend yourself, because that's probably what's happening. You're explaining. We want to give an account for why we did or said what we did or said and explain things away. And so I think the book How We Love could be really helpful for teaching the two of you the comfort circle, which is an excellent way of communicating in which both parties get heard and we can get deeper as to what's underneath those emotions. And sometimes we are feeling things like, I believe he may be feeling some things that's triggered him to some other times where he's felt disrespected and not listened to, and like what he had to say wasn't valued. And that's coming up when you're in these conversations with him.
Alice.
Rebecca, my husband told me not too long ago, he said, "You're not listening to me very well lately." And I thought, baloney, I'm a professional listener. I listen well all the time. But I know better than to say that. So I did what Jackie is teaching you to do. I said, "Oh, huh, would you tell me more about that? You feel like I don't listen to you well." And he had some instances where, in fact, he was right and I was wrong. I had been distracted. So there was truth to it that I wasn't aware of. I had a blind spot. But there was also historical pain for him of having other people in his life drastically not listen well to him. That doesn't hold true for me. But sometimes I don't listen very well to him. And so by allowing that, your husband's history could be exacerbating the feeling he has with you, and yours could too. But the point is to not be defensive and to listen in order to understand, or to have the priority of connecting versus correcting. And that makes all the difference. And the comfort circle that Jackie's talking about is pretty miraculous. It gets you there real quick.
It is miraculous. And I've watched things be connected that none of us would have ever expected to have connected. And the change and the breakthrough is amazing. And then also intimacy in marriage is coming up. Mm-hmm. I really encourage you to encourage your husband to be at the next intimacy in marriage. Do whatever you can do to be there.
And Rebecca, your humility is going to make all the difference. Mm-hmm. We usually have callers call in and say, this person is doing this and that. How can I change them? Rarely do we have people say, I guess I have a problem I didn't know of. How can I change that? Humility changes so much because it floods in grace into the home. Well done.
Yes.